Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I am, of course, Dan Frio. You can hear me. Hopefully, you listen to AM 1160 all day long, so I'll probably drive you nuts with all my commercials. But that is me. The phone number I give you, actually, you will reach me personally. And I get a kick out of it still today. And I've been doing this for 12, 13 years on AM 1160. People call and they're like, is this really you? It's like, yeah, it's me. So probably 99% of the time, I'm the one that will answer. And if not, you can normally, if I'm not at a radio event or a closing on a mortgage or something, you can just, they'll pass you right through to me. So please give me a call, 630-338-1160. Check me out on the web, 1160mortgage.com. I'd love to help in any way I can. Today, we're going to talk about the top two things that prohibit people, especially young people, from buying a home. And not necessarily young people, but unfortunately, you guys, the younger generation coming out of school right now, you guys are just burdened mostly in debt. It's crazy. I see it every day. I had a young woman apply the other day, and her debt, she had $250,000 in student loans. I mean, we as a society have to do something about this. So I'm not going to go into politics and all this other stuff, but it's going to cripple our economy. You know, we're wanting our kids to get educated, and then we're just burying them in debt. And the government is making big profits on this too. So, but the two biggest things are reason why a lot of people cannot buy homes, and not only just younger people, they're even middle aged and older people, are two things: your credit or credit scores, and down payment or lack of. So I'm going to address the credit piece real quick, and then I also do that at the end of the show to give you some advice on how you get your credit scores, how to work on those, get those up, at least monitor them. Got a quick story on this before I go off on the rest of the show. I'm working on with a client right now. We pulled her credit, and she got approved. So I sent her all the information, and on her application, there was about 8 different credit cards. She calls me up kind of freaking out. She's like, Dan, I only have 3 creditors, you know, Sears, whatever, Kohl's, you know, Bank of America. There was 8 or 9 creditors on there. She's like, that's not me. In most cases, it's probably, you know, you might've co-signed for somebody. You might be an authorized user for somebody, things like that. In this case, it was none of the above. The most odd thing is these accounts were taken out, beginning of this year, the latter part of last year. They're being paid. They're being used, but there's somebody's making payments on it, which is the oddest thing. So kind of what I'm getting at is this: the Credit Scores and More website that I promote as their sponsor of the show. I would highly suggest you go to that website and at least complete step one. It's free. It's going to give you credit alerts, credit monitoring, all kinds of things with credit. What I'm getting at is this lady, if she didn't apply for a loan, she would not have known that she has 5 creditors out there that are not her. So at some point, if these, and I still can't get why the people are making payments. It's like, you know, stealing, I don't even know an analogy of it. They stole her credit, using her credit, but making payments. Normally what you see is identity theft is they'll steal your credit, go out and buy, you know, all this stuff and never make a payment, goes to collection, then it's a mess. They're making payments, which is still to this day baffles me. But if she had some kind of monitoring system, she would at least realize what's going on. Because at some point, these people probably aren't going to continue to make payments, or maybe they will, but most likely they're not going to. So credit scores, I would highly suggest to go to creditscoresandmore.com. Please check out all the facets of that website because it'll give you a lot of good information. A lot of the services are free. There's videos. There's all kind of stuff there to kind of educate you on your credit scores. So let's go to this next step. What's the other thing that prohibits people from purchasing a home, especially in Illinois, where the cost of living is so high? They tax us on everything. Property taxes are high. Gas taxes are high. Everything is kind of out of whack. And then, you know, you get out of college, you have that college debt. Then you go rent an apartment. The apartment's $1,200 to $1,800 a month. How are you able to save? So there are multiple programs, believe it or not, that are down payment assistance programs. If you're starting to look for a home, so, well, let's go on. Let's say you're not looking for a home, but the rent's killing you, and you're like, I would love to buy a house. I have no money. Well, let's talk about it, because I can help. So you don't need any money to buy a house. It would be nice to have somewhat of a cushion in case you get into a house and something happens, because there is more to the equation than that. But I'm going to help you. Let's find the money that you can get for your down payment. It's in the tune of one or two different things. It's either a grant or it is a grant that you pay back. So it's a free grant, basically free money, believe it or not. And it is truly free. There's some caveats to it and I'll get to it. And then there's other ones that are liens placed on your home. You don't have to make payments on it. And then after 2, 3, 4, 5 years, it just disappears. You just cannot. You have to stay and live in the home. So the one program that every realtor knows of is called IDA, and it's a program through the state of Illinois. Great program. I do not offer that program, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more that I'm going to go over that I do. But let me discuss IDA with you. The credit criteria for IDA is you need a 640 credit score. You cannot own a house or have owned a house in the last 3 years. I will stop there. Well, one more thing. It's a lien on your house for 5 years. Okay? That's the gist of the IDA program. All right? So the next step that I'm going to take is, that's a great program. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about things that I can help you with. So I have 5 different variations of down payment assistance. So they are in the tune of FHA, VA, USDA and conventional loans. So I'm going to first start out with the FHA piece. Okay. An FHA loan requires that you put down 3.5% of a down payment. What I mean by that, I'll put it in easy terms. You're buying a $100,000 home. You need 3.5% of a down payment. What's that number? 100 times 3.5%, $3,500. Okay, so you don't have that money. How do we get it? So there's a grant program that I have. FHA, there's 2 pieces of this FHA. So I'll actually say I got 2 FHA programs for you. One will give you 3% of the loan amount. One will give you 4% of the loan amount. Okay, so when we take that into consideration, we normally go with the 4%. So if you buy a $100,000 home, and you take the, I'm going to do the math while we're doing this, because I'm pretty bad at math. I can't do it. My calculator's off. The 4% will pretty much cover your down payment for you. What I normally do with my realtors, and I have multiple realtor partners, I won't say partners, people that I work with, I refer a lot of clients out to realtors. You do not have to use the realtors I refer you to, but these are people that I know, do it for a living, do it full time. They know what they're doing. They're awesome to work with. And they, you know, the biggest thing is they know what they're doing and they have time for you. What we'll do is when you're purchasing a home, it's not only the down payment you need, there's also closing costs. And I'll do other shows on how you really break down closing costs. But let's say in this category, you need $3,500 as your down payment, and then you're going to need $3,000 for all your closing costs. Mainly the closing costs are your legal fees, what the attorney is going to charge you, the closing company, the recording of deeds, all this other stuff. So you don't only need $3,500, you need actually $6,500. How are we getting you there? So we're getting you a grant for 4% of the loan amount. So the loan amount's going to be 96 times 4, 24, 4, 2, 38. So I'm going to get you a grant for, let's say, $3,500. We're still $3,000 short. We're going to ask the realtor to ask the seller of the property you want to buy to give us a seller credit, or, and that's what that's on, it's on page 10 of the contract. I think it's number 11. They're going to give you a seller credit of $3,000. So how's that work? Well, I'm getting you a grant for $3,500. The seller is giving us a credit for $3,000. We can use basically as a rebate check to cover your closing, your legal fees. How much do you need at closing now? Zero. That's how we're getting you into homes with the zero down. It's, you know, it's programs like this that are putting you into properties. So that is the FHA piece. What do you need to qualify for that? You need a 620 credit score. The normal, and you might say, well, Dan, you always tell us you can get away with a 580 credit score. This is, again, this is a grant program getting you into a house with no money down. So you need a 620 credit score. Let's go back to what I always say the debt ratio is. And we all know what the debt ratio is. It's your monthly expenses on your credit report plus your house payment divided by your income. It cannot exceed 50%. So that is the basic guidelines between the for the FHA grant program that I offer. So when we come back, we're going to go over the VA guidelines and then also a couple different conventional programs that are phenomenal. So thank you for sticking with me. Please come back. I'll be away for about 2 minutes, but here's the way to get me. You can call me at 630-338-1160. You can reach me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Also, Google me because I have a lot of nice videos out there. There's about 200 videos I have on YouTube that can be very helpful to you. So God bless. Stay tuned. I'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today, we're talking about getting assistance to purchase a home. So to recap, the two biggest reasons a lot of people cannot get approved for a home or don't even seek to find or try to buy a home is two things. One, your credit score. And two is your down payment or lack of. So in this segment, we're going to discuss how I could help you get different programs to help you with that down payment. So again, let's recap what's out there. There's a program from the state of Illinois. It's called IDA, and that it'll give you a grant of $5,000. I think it's $5,000 or $7,000. There's two different. There's like a grant A and a grant B. I think one is $5,000 and one is $7,000. I don't offer these programs. You have to go to one of a particular bank or entity to get those, and I'm going to go over that in a second. But to qualify, you need a 640 credit score, and you cannot have had or purchased a home or owned a home in the last 3 years. So now you're going to say, Dan, I got a 630 credit score, and I just sold my house last year. Now what do I do? These are the programs I can help you with. So I'm not bashing the IDA program at all. I just don't offer that program, so I'm not going to elaborate on that program because I don't know it in and out like I do my programs. So what we discussed last in the previous section is an FHA program that I have, or down payment assistance program I have. I'll reference them as DAP, down payment assistance, DPAs. It'll give you three or 4% of the loan amount as a grant to use that monies to purchase a home. So I also walked you through how we will work with your realtor to work with them and the seller to get it that you hopefully can go to the closing with nothing. So we went over the FHA program. It's basically the identical situation with a VA loan. Now, what kind of properties qualify? Well, anything, single family to a 4-unit, condos, townhouses. The only kind of offset of this is condos have to be, the condo association, if you're purchasing a condo or looking to purchase a condo, has to be FHA approved. So the best way to do that, don't rely on the MLS. Don't rely on Zillow to tell you it's a townhouse or a condo. Go find out if you like a property. find out who the association is. Google FHA approved condos. It'll give you a drop down list. Just say, put in the state and the county that you're looking at, and it'll tell you all of the associations approved for FHA programs. It also, it's also required for VA. So if you're looking to purchase a VA, a VA condo under the VA program, the association has to be FHA approved. So again, so you can buy a 1-4 unit home, condo, townhouse, what they call PUDs, projects under development, things like that. 620 credit score and a debt ratio cannot exceed 50%. So that is the government sponsored grant programs. No, I'll rephrase that to clarify it for legal purposes. The government guaranteed mortgages, FHA and VA, these are the grant programs associated with those. USDA loans. I'm going to just cap on this for one section, because if you're way out in the way far suburbs, west, south, those areas, you might qualify for a USDA loan. If you are, awesome program. Awesome program. 100% financing. So the best advice I can give you there is go to USDA or look up USDA income and housing eligibility. And you can plug in the address of a property that you're looking at or would like to purchase and see if it is in an area that is USDA approved. If it is, plug in your income as well. If both of those are accept, call me. I'd love to help. 100% financing. Great program. Okay, so now we're going to go over three variations of conventional financing grants. Okay, and I reference these as three because there's one program that I have that is, I call it the power purchase. So I have a program that only requires a 3% down payment when you're buying a home. So let's put it again into math. You're buying a $100,000 property, 3% down payment is 3% of that. You need $3,000. Okay. You put up one of those 3%. We will match that with 2%. So you need a total of 3. You bring one, we'll give you 2% of the down payment. It's called the power purchase. We're adding power to your purchase with this program. Again, this program requires a 620 credit score. The higher your credit score, the better the rates. So I'm going to reference that as well. So that is my power purchase program. So if you have a little bit of money down, that might be a way to go. Okay, so now I have two others. I have a grant program that'll give you 4% of the down payment. It'll give you 5% down payment. So what that's going to help you do, again, the program requires, or the program that I'm putting you into, requires 3% of a down payment. So again, let's reference it back. You're buying a $100,000 home. You need 3% down, so you need $3,000. Well, we're going to get you 5%, so that'll more than offset the 3% you need down, plus it'll help you cover some closing costs. So closing costs can really add up. Basically, the costs for me. So let me break down how I get paid. I get paid by the lenders. So instead of you going to, you know, one of these big banks or one of these other companies, that company has to pay the loan officer you're dealing with. They get a salary, they get benefits, they get bonuses, they get commissions, they get a 401k plan, all this other stuff. I then, in tune, I give this company business. I basically drop off a whole package to them. They have no expense on me. So I work out an agreement on how much they're going to pay me. My income is based on the loan amount, not the interest rate. Okay? So the cost in most cases for me to help you get a loan is a credit report fee, and it basically maxes out at about $100, $125. I don't make any money on that. It's basically whatever the credit report fee is, that's what you pay. And an appraisal fee. I don't make any money on that either. It just goes directly to the appraisal company. In most cases, that's all the costs that you have on the loan portion of a transaction when you're buying a home. So if you go to a lot of these websites, check out their fees and costs associated with most mortgages, and you'll find out the average cost is $2,200. And I see many times it's even more than that. So in most cases, I can save you between $2,000 and $3,000 by using me, believe it or not, and get you the same or lower rate. So that's all that piece of the puzzle. So again, I'm going to recap this because I know we went through a lot. I'll get you either 2% power purchase. I'll help you. We'll contribute 2% of your 3% down payment. I have then programs that will give you 3%, 4%, or even 5% for a down payment. It'll be a grant to help you with your down payments. We will work with your realtors to help get you seller credits to pick up the legal fees involved in the transaction, which is the title and the closing and the recording of deeds and all this other stuff. So the hope or the intention of all this is to getting you into a home with little to no money out of your pocket. And that's how it works. So like I do on every show, I want to conclude with some credit help. Okay. I'm going to reference a website. It is called creditscoresandmore.com. Please go there. There's a 4-step process to help you with your credit or bad credit or improvement of credit. Step one is going to get you a free credit score. Step two is going to get you your real scores from the real bureaus that your lenders use. So what I mean by when I say score, free score on score one, it is a score generated by TransUnion, but it is called a Vantage score. So it's basically an educational tool that you can use to kind of learn the system. It'll also, you know, analyze your credit usage and your credit scores and your kind of the all of your credit, and it'll recommend you different credit cards, car loans, and things like that. Step two, so that's the Vantage score. It's an educational score. Step two is your true factual data score, TransUnion, and Equifax. Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. It'll give you your true scores that the lenders use. It'll actually pop up and it'll say, TransUnion, here's your mortgage score. Here's your insurance score. Here's your credit card score. Here is your auto score. Believe it or not, there are, about 28 different scores. So I set up a lot of my clients and say, what's your credit score? Oh, it's a 612. Which one is it? They don't know. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot, or that's not bad. At least you know a credit score and you have some baseline to work with. So that's the website. And then steps three and four. Step three is getting affordable help. What I mean by affordable, it's very cost effective and it's to help, you know, just tweak your credit. Step four is a law firm that's really going to dig in and really, really help you with complex situations. So again, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I hope you come back again tomorrow. I hope you like the show. Please give me a call. You can reach me at 630-338-1160. In most cases, I will be the one answering. Check me out on the web at 1160mortgage.com. And please Google me. You can check out one of the 200 videos that I have on YouTube. Thank you again. God bless. Have a great night. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.